We start with the parashas, a lot of parashas now, of Binyan HaMishkan, Bigdei Kohuna. Parashas which are not so poshut, sometimes people need to get the picture books to understand what's going on. And we see the Torah is very ma'arich about the Mishkan. Ramban says the Torah chases over the Mishkan Bichlal and Bifrat five times because it's very chaviv by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maaseh is the sixth time when the Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan. It goes right through all the Pratim. It can sign the six times and connected Sheshis and Bereshis of HaKolponim. The Inyan of Mishkan is very, very chaviv. Ramban says, it's like we find the Torah is marich in the parasha of Eliezer, because sichas avdei ovos is more chaviv than afilu Torah sabonim. So we have to understand why and what does this tell us? We're not going to make a Mishkan anymore. We have a Mishkan. It's Nignaz, somewhere in Har Abayis. And even though we could learn from some of the Yesodos of this parasha about Beis HaMikdash, that we should be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. What are we going to get out of these parashas? The Ramban tells us an interesting thing in the Hakdama to Sefer Bereishis. Ramban says, "Hishlim akos of Sefer Bereishis, shehu Sefer haYitzira bechidush haOlam, the Yitzira is called Noitzar." Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer haYitzira, the Sefer of creation. Chidush ha'olam, b'mikre ha'ovos kulam, shehem ke'ein yitzira l'zara. The Sefer Bereishis tells us about the ovos and all the pratim of the ovos is ke'ein, the yitzira of Klal Yisrael. That's the foundation and the formation of Klal Yisrael. Mipnei shekol mikrein tziurei tvorim, the ram lirmois lohidea, Ala osid love Elohim. Yedua the sheet of the Ramban, Maisa Ovis Simin Labonim. All we know that happened to the Ovis, the Ramban explains very often what it's Nogea on the Osid of Klal Yisrael. The Ovis of the Sharoshim and the Yitzira of Klal Yisrael. Va'achri shehishli ma Yitzira, so we finished the Yitzira of Klal Yisrael. Yitzir of the world, the Yitzir of Klal Yisrael. Hischil Sefer Acher. So now we have a second Sefer. Be'inyan HaMaisa HaBo Min HaRamozim Ohim. Now Sefer Shmois starts to tell us what comes, what's the developments from this Yitzir. V'nisyachet Sefer Ve'ele Shmois Be'inyan HaGolus HaRishoin HaNigza Befeirush. And Sefer Shmos tells us the Befayal of the first Golus, which was in Bris Ben Abesorim, was said Mefurish in Bris Ben Abesorim, Ubi Geula Mimenu. And the Geula, V'lachein Chosa V'Hischil B'Shmos, B'Shemos Yordei Mitzrayim, U'Misporam. So the Sefer Shmos starts and chases over V'Eile Shmos B'nei Yisrael. Afal Bishu Kvar Nichtav Zeh, Bavu Ki Yiridosam Shom Ureishis HaGolus, Ki Me'oz Huchal. Because Sefer Shmois is the Sefer of the Golus and the Geula, which was forecast in Bris Ben Abesorim. So it begins with the beginning of the Golus with the Shmois Bnei Yisrael, Aboy Mitzrayim. So this is very interesting. Because if you'd ask us, so what, if this is the Golus and the Geula, this is Sefer Shmos, where should Sefer Shmos end? We would all say, last week's parasha, Mishpatim, the end of Mishpatim, the end of Mishpatim, the end of the Bris with Torah, as we spoke about last week. And so, then we start with Parshas Truma, Tetzaveh, Kisiso, Vayakel, Pikune. So, what's that got to do with Sefer Shmos? No, Tosefes, okay, maybe. It's got really to do with Sefer Shmos. If you learn Sefer Vayikra, which is primarily about Korbanos, we would have thought Korbanos need the Beis Hamikdash. Who would have thought that Sefer Vayikra should start with Truma? You make a Mishkan. You make the possibility of being Markiv all the Korbanos, which is Vayikra. Zog the Ramban. V'hine, ha-golus einenu nishlam ad yoim shuvam el mekoimam vel mailas avoysam yashuvu. The golus only ends when we come back to the mokim and the maila of the avoys. U'keshe yotzu mi mitzrayim afal pi she yotzu mi beis avodim. And we came out of Mitzrayim and we're no longer avodim. Adayin yechoshvu goylim. The golus is not over. Ki hoyu be'eretz loy lohem nevuchim ba'midbar. They're in the midbar. U'keshebar el har Sinai. Ve'osu mishkan. Ve'shav HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'hishre shchinose b'neihem. Oz shavu el ma'ilos avoyso. Shehi soy deluka aleo ha'lehem. Ve'heim heim ha'merkova. When is the end of the Golos? Maimed HaSinah is not enough. Nesinas HaTorah is not enough. Only when we've made the Mishkan, and then the Shekhinah came back to Klal Yisrael, then we considered returning to the Maila, the Mailas HaOvos. The Ovos is the Yetzirah of Klal Yisrael, and the Sefer Shmos is the Befoyal Hayotze from that Yetzirah. The Ovis with the Merkava Lishchina. Klal Yisrael only has become Nigal when they come back to that Targ of the Ovis that they're Merkava Lishchina. Well, if he's there, we understand the end of Sefer Shmos. Vaychase ononis oil mayed uchvoid Hashem mole esam mishkan. Velo yochel Moshe lovo el oil mayed kishochan olov heonon uchvoid Hashem mole esam mishkan. It was a metzias. Ad kedei kach wasn't just an intellectual idea. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into the mishkan. Ubehe olos heonon mi'ala mishkan yisu b'nei Yisrael b'chol mas'ehem. Ve'im lo ye'ole heonon velo yisu. Ad yoim he'aloisoi, they were noisea lefi the onon, ki anan Hashem ala mishkon, yoimon, ve'eshti elaylo boi, le'enei kol beis Yisrael b'chol ma'aseihem, klal Yisrael saw the gilui hashchina, and that, says the Ramban, is the geula. Dahainu, without the mishkon, we're still in Golos. Even though we have Torah, we still need to build the Mishkan, the Tzibur of the Mishkan, build the Mishkan, otherwise we're still in Golos. I don't understand. Isn't? All right. Sefer Shmos is the Sefer, the Poel HaYotze from the Yetzirah of the Avos. And Avos, say the Merkabel Ishchina. We have Maimed HaSinai, Gilu Ishchina. The Rebbeinu Hashem gives us Torah. We make a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isn't that enough? Isn't that Merkabel Ishchina? Why is it We're still in Golos until we have the Mishkan. What's the Bi'ah HaDvarim? So the Maizan is a Medrash, the beginning of this parasha. The Medrash says, Medrash Rabbah, Gesh l'cho mekach, Shemi shemecharoi nimka ima. You have a very strange mekach, which the person who sells the mekach comes with the mekach. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Israel, Mechalti lochem Torosi. Rabbi Hashem says, I sold you my Torah. I gave you my Torah. Kiviyochel nimkarti imo. I come with the Torah. Shinema v'yikhu li truma. Moshel lemelech. So the Medrash explains. Moshel lemelech. Shehoye loy bas yechida. A melech had a singular daughter. Bo echad min ha-melochim v'notlo. Came along one of the melochim and he married her. It was a royal wedding. Against a pomp and ceremony. It was a beautiful wedding. This melech came from a different country. Now, married the king's daughter, he wants to go back to his country. And to take his wife with him. So the father, the melech, the father of the daughter, said to him, the daughter that I gave you is my only daughter. Lifrosh mimena eini yochel. I cannot allow myself, I cannot be separated from her. It's not shaykh. Loi malach al titlo eini yochel. I can't tell you have to leave her here. Lefisha hi yishtacho. You married her. I can't tell you you have to stay here. You're a melech of a different country and I can't tell you you leave your wife here. Elazu toiva aseili. Do me this toiva. Shekom mokim shata hoylech kitoin echot haseili sheodor etzlechem. Make me this toiva that wherever you go, make a little room for me that I can come and live with you. She'ein yochol aniach es biti. I can't leave my daughter. Kach omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael. Nosati lochem esa toira. I gave you toira. Lifrei shemena eini yochol. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I cannot separate myself from Taira. It's a bas yechida. It's a toitzov HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivi yochol. Kutshebrich v'raisa chadhu. Lifrei shemena eini yochol. Loi malochem al titlua. They say you have to leave it in Shemaim eini yochol. I've given it to you. Elo shebechol mokim shatem holchim bayis echod asuli sheodu besoichoi. Shenema vasuli mikdosh v'shochanti besoichom. This medrash is the biur of the Ramban. Yes, and Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Torah. And we've learned the Nesinus HaTorah. We made a bris to keep the Torah, Naseh v'nishma. But it can't finish there. It's impossible to finish there. Why? Because if we have Torah, we have to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lifra she'mena ein yochol. I cannot separate myself from Torah. So we have to make a mishkan, a mokim, that the Shechinah should come and be shoreh with us. If we have Torah, we have to have the Mishkan. And that we see in the whole Asiyas HaMishkan. And we see from the end of the parasha, that's exactly what happened. When we had the Mishkan, then came the Shechina Le'enei Kol Yisrael, the Shechina V'Shoreh Bo. The Mishkan is called Mishkan Ha'idus. The centerpiece, the shoresh of the Mishkan, the Ikka of the Mishkan is the Torah. Eidos is the Torah. So Rashi, the Eidos is the Torah and the mitzvah shenosati lochem, she Eidos shani nosati lochem. Enochanami. That is the Torah is the center of the Mishkan, is the shorish of the Mishkan, but you need a Mishkan. Torah itself is not enough. We need to make a Mishkan where we can have the Shechina coming. So, the centerpiece of the Mishkan is the Aron with the Torah, and around that we have to build this extra room, the Mokon for the Shechina to come. And then where does the Shechina actually come in the end? No adati lecha shama, bein shnei akruvim. But if we have Torah, we have to have the Mishkan. So Sefer Shmois isn't finished with Matan Torah. Sefer Shmois finishes with the Mishkan. Okay, that's a nice theory. So we had a Mishkan. We don't have it befoyal now. It's hidden away. We made a Beis HaMikdash. It was very nice. And we had the Shechina, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, Bechina of Shechina. But now the Beis HaMikdash is Charov. We don't have the Mishkan befoyal. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. What are we going to do? We have Torah. And the Rabbanu Shalom says, Lifreshem and Aini Yochel. We have to build a Kitoin Echot. We don't have the Kitoin. We have Torah. And the Rabbanu Shalom says, Aini Yochel Lifreshem. So what are we going to do? What do we do in these Torahs? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaveh Moshe, v'osu li mikdash, v'shochanti b'soichom, he says, said to Moshe Rabbeinu, k'choy la she'ani mare oischo, eistavnis ha-mishkon, ve'istavnis kol keilov, v'chein ta'asu. What's the pshat in this second pasuk? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, also the mikdash, v'shochanti b'soicham, k'chol asher ani mare oischo istavnis amishkan v'istavnis kol keilov, like I'm showing you, make the mishkan like I'm showing you, the form of the mishkan and all the kelim, v'chein ta'asu. What's v'chein ta'asu? It would say, kein ta'asu. Also, the mikdash, shechanti b'soichom, k'chol asher ani mare oischo, istavnis hamishkan, v'istavnis kol keilov, kein ta'asu. Make the mishkan like I'm showing you on our Sinai, the tavnis of the mishkan and the tavnis of the kelim. It doesn't say kein ta'asu, it's v'chein ta'asu. Zokt Rashi, what's v'chein ta'asu? It's a mitzvah ledoiros. V'chein ta'asu ledoiros. Im yoy vadechot min akelim, o kishetasu li beis oilomim, kigon shulchonis, menoyres, vichule, ketavnis edu tasu isom. Ve'im loy hoya mikra mechuba lamala imena, lo hoya loy lichto vechein tasu, ela kein tasu. Voye medabe ala siyas oil moed vekeilov. This little vav, vechein tasu, tells us that the words v'chein ta'asu are not connected directly to the k'chol asher ani mare. It's separated into basim two sentences. It means that the k'chol asher ani mare oischo, estavnis ha-mishkon goes on osuli mikdosh, But then v'chein tasu is not going on the kechol Hashem. Not going on when you're making the mishkan. V'chein tasu, and so you should make it in the doiras. In the coming doiras, so the poshup shat in the pasuk is that we should, when we come to make the Beis HaMikdash, we have to make it ketavnis HaMishkan, the tavnis which we were shown on Har Sinai, and Bichlal is a long Orach Chaim HaKadosh who discusses, we see that it wasn't exactly the same. The Beis HaMikdash are not exactly the same. So what was the get there? What's Likuva? What's not Likuva? What has to be Ketavnis? What's not Ketavnis? V'chule, v'chule. Ayin Shom, the Orach Chaim over here. Aber v'chein ta'asu is not so poshut that we're only talking about building an actual Beis HaMikdash. V'chein ta'asu l'doiris. The Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph, Perik Dalet, famous Nefesh HaChaim, who explains the Ramazim, that doesn't explain the Ramazim, explains that all the Protim of the Beis HaMikdash were Merames to Gvaltiga in Yonim. Every Prat, every detail. And then he explains that the Iker Mokem HaShchina in the Beis HaMikdash was actually not in the physical Beis HaMikdash. So he explains, Lezois, Kivadai ike inyan hakodesh v'amikdash ushroya shchinosu yisporach hu ha'odom. She'im yiskadesh atzmoy koroi bekiyum ha'mitzus kulon, she'im tzuluyim gamkein b'shoshen ha'elyon. Then kiviyochel, he becomes the Beis HaMikdash. Oz hu atzmoy ha'mikdash mamish, u'besoichoy Hashem yisporach. The Ikam Mokam Avshos Ashchina is not in the physical building, and not even the Oil Mayed. The Ikam Avshos Ashchina is in the Yidden, in the Libois of the Yidden, the hearts of the Yidden. And that's why the Yirmiya says, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heima. Klal Yisrael are called the Heichal Hashem. Heichal Hashem in Chora is the Beis HaMikdash. No, Klal Yisrael is the Heichal Hashem. Okay, my that's the Osuli Migdosh Veshochanti Besoichom. Doesn't say Besoichoi. Make a Migdosh for me and I will be Shoire Veshochanti Besoichom Besoich Leiv Kolechot Veechot. This is an interesting medrash. This is Chazal, Kamaimara. But you can't find it. It's not in any printed Chazal which we have. You can do a search on the Oitzah Chochme, I think. You won't find it in any but this is Torah Shebaal Peh Mamish. Still Torah Shebaal Peh. It's Chazal, but it was not printed in any, not written in any of the official bodies of Omedroshim, of its Chazal. We have a Mesorah, it's Chazal, and Levi'ah, it's a Poshet Dirk in the Posuk. Also, the Migdosh Veshochanti Besoichom. Besoich Leiv Kol Echot Ve'Echot. Doctor, Be'emes HaTzadikim Alidei Maaseim Horetzuyim Lefonov Yisporach Hein Heim Migdosh Hashem Mamish. V'yesh loymer al derech zeh, yesh lefarish al derech zeh, hakosu v'osu li mikdosh, v'shuchanti b'soichim, k'chol asher ani mare oischo, ar psukim, v'chein ta'asu v'razal dorshu, it's a gemara v'chein ta'asu l'doyreis, l'darkeinu yesh lefarish, gam kein she rotze loymer, al tachshivu, שתכליס כוונוסי הוא אסיס המקדוש החיצויני. Don't think that all I'm telling you is to make the physical base amikdosh. Eloteidu shekol tachlis ritzoini betavnis amishkon v'cholkeilov. All the whole tachlis amishkon and the tavnis of the mishkon is rak l'rameis lochem shemimenu tiru v'chein tasu atzem is atzmechem. Zok Rav Chaim here, the v'chein tasu ledoyros does apply to us. I, lemaisa, right now, as we stand today, we can't go and build a Beis HaMikdosh. Bifrat that it's Ramadan, and our bias is full with the Arabs, and if we would try to have a World War III, we might have it anyway in a few days, a few weeks, whatever, but we don't want to start it ourselves. And more than that, forget the Arabs, the police would come and arrest you and finished. Every year on Tisha B'Av, you have a bunch of Mishugoyim who bring a huge stone on a truck and they come and they say they want to bring it onto Harabayis to be the cornerstone to start building the Beis HaMikdosh. Every single year. And every single year the police stop them on the way to the old city, and they take the truck away from them, they don't arrest them, so we can't build the Mikdosh HaChitzoini. But says Reb Chaim Belozhiner, that's not the Ikka Nekuda, the Ikka is the Mikdosh HaPnimi, the Mikdosh is ourselves, the Shochanti B'Soicham. And that we don't need the Beis HaMikdosh HaChitzoini. We need to learn from the Beis HaMikdosh HaChitzoini. We need to learn from these parashas. V'chein ta'asu es atzmechem. We have to make ourselves into a mokim for Shechina. The Rami's lochem shemimenu tiru. V'chein ta'asu atem es atzmechem shetiu atem b'maaseichem ha'retzuim ketavnis ha'mishkan v'cheilov. Kulom kedoshim ru'uim u'chonim lahashra shchinosi b'soichechem mamash. So we asked, how can we mekayim the medrash? Lifro shemenu eini yochayel. Rabbi said we can still be mekayim the medrash. The ketone which we have to make, we can't make the physical ketone, but that's not the Ikka. The Ikka, the Rabbeinu Shalom says, Lifresh hemena eini yachal, I can't separate myself from Torah. So we have to make ourselves, because the Ikka where our Kodesh Baruch Hu comes, even if we would have the Beis HaMikdosh HaChitzoni, would be Belibeinu, V'shochanti B'soicha. So we still have to learn these parashas. And we have to learn from these parashas, what is it telling me? How I can make my lev a mokum for Shechina? What can I learn over here? And how am I going to make myself the mokum for Shechina? If I want to learn Torah, I have to make myself a kitoin, a mador for the Shechina to come. Lifre shemeni eni yochol. If we don't do that, then we won't have Torah. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom won't allow us to have the Torah. Lifra shemeni eni yochol. You want Torah? You have to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a mecher. Sha'ani nimkarti imo, says a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't want the Shechina, chas v'shalom. Then you can't have Torah. So what can we learn? How are we going to, what can we take out for ourselves? Kama he'oros. Kol echot de'echot. To learn the parashas. Then I'll give you a few nekudas which we can take out. Lemaisa and build the mikdash in our hearts. The very first posuk. Da'abel b'nei Yisrael v'yikru li truma. Dr. Ashi, Chazal, v'yikru li lishmi. The very first you saw the building the Mikdash is to be mechavin lishmoy. We have to want to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even from the very outset of the Nidvas HaMishkan, not before he came to the Chachmei Lev who started making the Mishkan. But when the very first thing of Nidvas HaMishkan has to be lishmoy. Yikhu li lishmi. Kain. When you write a Sefer Torah, it has to be written in Nishma. You have to write the Sefer Torah, Lashem, Kedusha, Sefer Torah. If you didn't do that, the Sefer Torah is possible. You can have a beautiful Sefer Torah, no mistakes, it's the best writing you can have. But if it wasn't written in Nishma, it's possible. Behu Adin, you write Tfilin, it has to be Lashem, Kedusha, Tfilin. And when you write a mezuzah, it has to be the Shem Kedusha's mezuzah. My Rebbe Zichroni Livracha taught me Safras, taught me an interest unto Maisa. When he was a Bochen, he was learning Safras. He had a friend who's an unbelievable calligrapher. In those days, it was before the Medina, it was just after the Second World War. The poverty here was Lo Ya'uman. And he said his friend bought a Mishnah Berurah, I think it was, and it was missing a page. What will we do today if we have a Mishnah Berurah without a page or a Sefer without a page? What will we do with it? You put it in Geniza and go and buy a new one. They didn't have the money for that. It wasn't Shaykh. So what did he do? He copied out that page of Mishnah Berurah exactly in the Ksav, like it was printed, the Mechaber at the top and the Shara Tshuva and the Be'etev and the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'a Alocha and the Shara Tzion in the top in regular Aleph Beis and the Mishnah Berurah in Ksav Rashi. He said, Imamish, was a beautiful job. He was an expert calligrapher. So one day, he came along, and he showed him, this guy learned Safras as well, and he showed him a mezuzah. And he said to my Rebbe, Rebbe Buri, he said, this mezuzah is possible, tell me why. No, it was Magia, the whole mezuzah, perfect. Not one letter was possible, everything was mamish, beautiful. He said, I don't see any psul here. Look at the back. The shaman's on the back. Everything was like it's supposed to be. So he said, what's possible? He said, I wrote it, Shalom Nishma. He said, what do you mean you wrote it, Shalom Nishma? How could you do that? You wrote it with the shamans, the shema abayas, and everything. He wrote Shalom Nishma. So it was possible. He said, well, how did you know? He said, I learned the halachas. And for some reason, I learned Lamed Beis, and learned up to Yud Ches, then he must have started Chof. And I didn't learn the halacha that you have to write it Lishma. I didn't know you have to write it Lishma. It was a pele. So Akbosha didn't know you have to write it Lishma. So I don't know how he found out that he had to write it Lishma, and I hope he didn't write any other mezuzah. But listen to how erlich this guy was. He was a beautiful, beautiful ksav. He said, that's a simen min hashamayim, I should not be a sofer. And he never wrote another piece of safras again. Mistomer, one day he was learning and he finished Yud Ches, a very long siv. And then the next day he thought he was up to Chof, and he started Chof. And he missed out Yud Tes. and whatever, he learned all the halachas, except the halacha about Lishma. So say for Torah has to be written in Lishma, Tefillin, Mezuzah, all has to be written in Lishma. But not only do you have to write the Sefer Torah Lishma, you have to be ma'abed the klaf Lishma. You have to process the klaf. You take the skins of an animal and you start tanning it and you turn it into klaf. That has to be done in the shame, Kedusha Sefer Torah. right from the very haschola that the kedusha should be chal on the sefer Torah, the right from the very haschola has to be lishma. Over here, we learn the same thing. The nidvas amishkan had to be v'yikhuli lishmi, has to be lishma. It has to be for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It has to be that you're giving it. Rashi says, may eis kol ish ashe yidvenu liboy. There are three trumas here. So two of them are machsis hashekel, but the ikel, this chedik of the truma has to be yidvenu liboy. Machsis hashekel, everybody has to give. You're forced to give. You must give machsis hashekel. You mustn't give more. You mustn't give less. Oh, but the third nedava from the Mishkan, everybody, whatever they want to give, yidvenu liboy sotrashi loshen nedava hu loshen rotzen tai. It has to be lishma, and it has to be because you want. Is it interesting to das tunus in Simen Kuf Samach? So the das tunus teidi oid. She'afal pi she'akovid b'kol mokim. The Hashem Yisbarach is b'kol mokim. The Shechina kovid is b'kol mokim. Meloi chaloetz kevaydo, we say every day. Omnam misgale b'mokim echod yoisim imokim acher. There is one place where it's more misgale, the Shechina. V'hu mokim miyuchod loy, she'shom yidrashuhu, Haroitzim li Dovik boy. The Beis Hamikdash is a mokum which is nizgali the Shechina more than anywhere else. And how, from who's it, to whom is it nizgali? Haroitzim li Dovik boy. Who inyan leshichno sidrashu uvas ashama. The Pasuk says about the Beis Hamikdash, if you want it, you're being mevakish it. Yidrashu l'sichno sidrashu, your doiresh, you want, your mevakesh chine, uvos ha-shama. Uchsiv yeiroi kol zchurcho, is p'nei ha-odin Hashem elekei Yisrael, was a meridic amayment. Three times a year, Klal Yisrael came, and they had a gilui shchine in the Beis HaMikdash. Shteit, leirois velirois. Klal Yisrael have to come yeiroe leiroeis to appear in front of the Shechina. And the Gemara in Chagiga darshins k'shem shebo leiroeis kach bo liroeis. He comes to see lafuke and iver. What's the problem? The iver can't see, but he can appear in front of the Shechina. No. K'shem shebo leiroeis kach bo liroeis. It's a mokum where it's shayach kiviyoch to see Shechina. You'll say, see Shechina. We daven and we ask for that every day, three times a day. What are we asking? V'sechezena einenu b'shuvcha letziyan barachamim. What are we asking for? Do we want it? V'sechezena einenu. On Shabbos, when we say the long Kedusha, min koim chomalkeinu soifia. What are we asking for? We're asking ad kedei kach beineinu sireno malchusecho. Kadova hakosov. Eineinu sireno. We mean kipshutai. We want to see. You can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course not. But you can see giluyim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The massive that we could see in the Beis HaMikdash, all the various nisim, the whole massive there, was a gilui shechina. When you saw the nisim there, perhaps the biggest nes, we've spoken about it before, is oimdim tzvufim u'mishtachavim revochim. When that happens, everybody's squashed into the azara, and then they're mishtachavim. Hishtachavoye is pishut yodayim baraglayim. You lie on the floor like this. The Gemara says there was four amas around each one, so each person shouldn't hear what the other person was davening for. Everyone is squashed in like that. And then he comes, Hishtachavoye, Hishtachavim Revochim. Chasim Soifer says, the nest wasn't Mishnachavim Revochim. He said, that's the Teva, the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, Mokim Ruchni, does not Toifis Mokim. The nest was Oimdim Tzfufim to give them more schar. Vahal Koponim, the Zogta, and what's the Beis HaMikdash if you want it? It has to be rotzen toiv. The kamas dorim marochis yitzdochlin yinzeh bahadroga rabo achi agir lidovik mikdushos zois yisparach. The Beis HaMikdash has lots of storim and lots of inyonim till you can build, till you come to the action of the dovik mikdushos. Val in yinzeh oimed kol tavnis ha-mishkon va-mikdash mokem lifnim min mokem ad lifnai v'lifnim. It goes in dargas and dargas, harabayis, there's us noshim, there's us Yisrael, there's us koyanim, the heichal, koydish kadoshim, lifnai v'lifnim, sheshama kovet shoyre, lidorish v'limotze, limavakshim, lidovik boy. You want shchina, you have to want shchina. That's from the yesoidus of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan. From the very beginning of Binyan HaMishkan has to be Ratzon Tov. And it has to be Lishma. And not for any other reason. It wasn't that you gave, they didn't publish a journal when they made the Beis HaMikdash. None of you know. In the dinner, they have this journal. You saw the advert. So you want to know how much each person gave. So it says in the bottom, Regency page, Gold page, Platinum page, is this page, that page, the other page. So there are some advertisements there, anonymous. Ah, somebody gave Be'ilum Shame, that's a much higher darg of tzedakah. Of a lot of people there. The thing, till you get to the back, the eighth of a page, this guy's in learning, or that guy's in learning, and that's all they could afford. But when there was a Nidvas HaMishkan, there was no journal. It has to be Lishma. Kulay Lishma. Not that anybody should see what I want, or what I gave, and everybody should see, I gave lots of Zom. Some of the Mefoshim say, an interesting Zach, Reb Chaim Volozhiner said it. It depended on the Darga of the Lishma. And the Ratzon Tov, where a person's gold or silver or everything that he gave, where it went. The people who gave with the purest Lishma, their gold ended up in the Oren. People who gave with the Darga a little bit less than that, there was the Shulchan, there was the Menorah, v'chule, it all depended. Al Koponim, that's the Aleph. And then we're told you have to make an Oren. This oran is a very interesting thing, the oran. Asu oran atse shitim. You make a wooden oran, that's what it says. Su oran atse shitim. Osei v'chetzi orkam, v'chetzi rochbayam, v'chetzi koimasai. That's also a very interesting remez. I in the balaturim. Not going to talk about that right now. So the oran is a wooden oran. V'tzipisa oisai zahav tahar. And you have to cover it with pure gold. And you have to cover it with gold on the inside and the outside. Rabbosai, who had psicha in the Beis HaMikdash? Who got psicha? You know, there's in the Balabatish places, they have, sometimes they sell off the kibbudim, and they sell off psicha. And what goes for almost the highest amount of money, so I've heard, never done in these places, but people have told me, psicha for aleinu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's a big inyan. But there's one which goes even for more money, and that's the psicha for ne'ila. Why? Because it's a skule for panosa. Ah, it's a good investment. It's nothing about lishma ayin ayah. It's an investment. Akoponim, who bought psicha in the Beis HaMikdash? No one. Did they ever open the Aron? Years ago, I once was preparing a bocha. We were sitting in a shul. It was in a certain shul. And I asked him, it was Erev Bar Upa, just after Parshas Truma or something, I said to him, so what was in the Mishkan? So he says to me, Doron HaKodesh. Now, most people, when you talk about the Mishkan, don't call it the Aron Kodesh. Call it the Aron. Huh? The Aron Kodesh. So I said to him, well, what did it look like, the Aron Kodesh? So he says to me, well, I don't know exactly. I wasn't exactly there. I can't tell you exactly what it was like. So I said to him, well, do you think it was something like the Aron Kodesh here? He said, well, I don't know if it was exactly like that, but more or less, you know. Nebuch. What was the Aron? A box. A wooden box. And it had gold on the inside and gold on the outside. What do you need the gold on the inside for? Nobody ever saw that gold. They never opened it. Once Moshe Rabbeinu put the luchos and the Sefer Torah, if he did, on the inside, on the outside, and Machlokes, they never opened it again. Why do you need the gold on the inside? Zog the Gemara in Yuma, kol talmid chochem, she'ein toichei kebaroi, lav talmid chochem hu. To be toichei kebaroi, the one's pnimius has to be the same as one's chitzonius. It's not a midah, a milah, a gewaltige inyan for a talmid chochem. No, says the Gemara, he's nishke talmid chochem. A person who's a steerer, that he's behaving one way bachutz and inside is the opposite, is nishken talmid chochem. A talmid chochem is a person who lives al pi his Torah, who internalizes his Torah. So the etzem aron is made of eitz. Why? Because eitz grows. Eitz chayim hi. What is the aron? The aron is the talmid chochem. It's the marshal to the Talmid Chacham. Why? What's a Talmid Chacham? A person who knows Torah. What's the Aron? The box which houses the Torah. It's the box which contains the Torah. That's a Talmid Chacham, a mensch who contains Torah. What's the Etzem Aron? An Eitz. Because a Talmid Chacham is somebody who's always a Talmid. He's always growing, he's always steiging. He's be'etzem made of Eitz. But the chitzonius of the Talmid Chochem is gold, is beautiful, is choshuv. But oy vavoy, if it's only the chitzonius and not the pnimius. The chitzonius of the Talmid Chochem has to be being mirroring what his pnimius is. Mi bayis u mi chutz tesapeno. Toichei kebaroi. If we want shchina, we have to be completely emistic. If we're echot bepev, we're echot belev, if our chutz is different than our pnim, if we're trying to fool people, we're trying to impress people, that doesn't bring the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah goes inside the Aron. In Achanami, the chitzonius also has to be zahav. It's no good if only the pnimius is zahav. If only the pnimius is of, when the Talmid Chochem does maisim, which people are maranin, that's a chilul Hashem. So the chitzonius also has to be zav. But the point in the Ikar Nekuda, the chiddush here is that the pnimius has to be zav. And then, vasiso kapoiris, zav tohar. Amasai v'chetzi orka, amasai v'chetzi rochma, vasiso shnayim kruvim zahav. Miksha tase oisom mishnek tsoisa kapoiris. You have to make these two kruvim. And you make one kruv, one side, the other side. So then, etzim limud, the fact they're miksha. I'm just giving a few dugmais, Rabbi Isai. Be'etzim on every prat, we should think, we have to think to ourselves, so what can I take out, what limit can I take out from this? Just throwing dugmois. V'hoyu akruvim, po se knofayim lemalo. And these kruvim had wings which were spread upwards. Soichachin b'chanfeim ala kapoiris, and that covered over the kapoiris. The kapoiris was a lid on the oroim. Ufnehem ish el achiv, and their faces were looking at each other. El hakapoiris yu pnei hakruvim, but the faces were also looking down to the kapoiris. Sochtem svonoi, meridika svonoi, Rabbi say. Learn it. Some of it you might not understand, but there's a lot which you can understand. Al regel achas, the Svona tells us the kruvim are a remez to seichel. And there are two parts to seichel, he says. A mensch has to look at inyonim which he sees, maisim, inyanim which we see, and interpret them and understand them. What is it teaching me? Bifrat, when we look at maisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and we learn maisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Ka'omu, we can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we see his maisim. And from his maisim, we've just gone through many, many maisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Makas, Kriyas Yamsuf, Mon, Be'er, Milchemes Amalek, Maimed Asinai, V'chula, all these maisim. From those maisim we can take out Yesoidas and understand certain things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, he says, is one pu'ula in the Seichel, to look at maisim, take it out, and then give it over in a way that your other part of your Seichel can be makabalit. Says the Svona, one of the kruvim was a zachar, and one of the kruvim was a nekeva. A zachar is a noisin, and a nekeva is makabel. He says that there's what you learn out of these sugyas, and then you have to translate it into a way that you can be makabelit. What do I learn from the makas? What do I see about the Kodesh Baruch Hu from the Makkas? And then what can I internalize? What is this talking to me to be makabalit like an akeva? He says the Aleph is the kenafayim of Parosei Ma'alo. The whole Yisod v'chol ze yoyru indian ha-seichel ha-nivdal ha-she kol hiluchoy letzad ma'alo. The wings are spread lamalo because the yisod of my seichel is to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To understand in Yonim Ba'al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says, Haskel v'yodea oisi. You have to use your seichel and then you come to a yodias Hashem. V'ze ba'atzma hoire ato ba'omroi v'hoye akruvim parosei. Knofayim. Kibiyois. So it explains these two ideas of the Seichel, the Zohar and the Keva. Then he says, that's why the Pneim is Ishel Ochiv, because you have to work it through in your seichel and give it over when you've worked it through and then give it to the Kabbalah chelik of the seichel. You're going to be mekabel it, internalize it. Va'oma el ha-kapoiris yu pnei ha-kruvim v'nosata es ha-kapoiris al ha-oroin milamalo v'el ha-oroin titen es ha-eidus ha-she'eten elecho. He says, but they to look at themselves, look at each other, and then they had to look at the kapoiris. Why? Ki omnam habotas aseichel v'amtzaosi aklonim pashitu oiso mechoymer v'chen kabalosoi k'she kablom lasoisom kinyan. This whole process of looking and thinking it through and learning how to be makabel and be makabel the yesoidus. Hine kol ze yale loy beemtzos ha'iyun v'achones ha'maisiyos. Im kein yusak kol ze bahabitel ha'edus ha'sheba'oroin ha'she'olav ha'kapayrus. The Kruvim were looking down to the Kapoiris, that what the Seichel has to take, it has to take it from Torah. Not only learn the Yesoidus from Torah, but also how to be Makabel. These Yesoidus, you have to learn it from Torah. Ki omnon be'edus sheim adibrois nimtsoim kloli ha'chelik ha'yuni v'amaisi. In the Torah you'll find the chelik ha'yuni and the chelik ha'maisi. And then the pasuk says, v'no adati l'cha shon v'dibarti itcha ki bazeh shoyre shos ha'shchina v'tishre b'kol mochem eshesham chachme hadar. And not only is it going to be in the Oel Moed, in the Kodesh Kodoshim, but wherever there's the Chachmei Hador, Hashem Magmas Pneim Haskel V'Yodeo, you see, wherever you've got Talmidei Chachomim, who are sinning and learning in order to be Haskel V'Yodeo, you see, to relate to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, then the Shechina will come, K'moshe Yoed, Ba'omroi, V'shochanti, B'soichom, K'chol Asher, Nimare, Oyscho, V'hoisi, V'oma, V'chein Ta'asu. Exactly like Rashi. And the Maizer, this is the Nefesh HaChaim's Yisod. The Sfona already says the Chaim's Yisod. V'chein Ta'asu, to work, take out from the... Here he's talking about the Kruvim and the Seichel and the whole Matziv of the Oroim, Chein Tazu Ledoiris, and then you'll have V'no Adati L'cho Shom V'dibarti Itcha. L'maisu, you can go on, we can go on. Very, very quickly, Beremez, the Shulchan. You put on the Shulchan, Masalta la shulchan lechem aponai lefonai tomid. I in the Ibn Ezra, the Ramban, the lechem aponim was mechuvin to the shechina. The shulchan, the lechem aponim, is parnasa. That's the shef hamezoinus. The shef hamezoinus also has to be lefonai tomid to mechuvin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similar to what we spoke Parshas B'Shalach about the mon. And the menorah, I in the sfonoi on the menorah, that the lights on the right, mechuvin to the tamidei chachomim, the loimdei Torah, the lights on the left, the mechuvin to the people who are being oisek in ishtadlus, and they all pointed to the middle light, which is lifnei Hashem, mechuvin ach v'rak l'kodesh baruch. These parashas are not history. It's not just technical parashas which are hard to figure out and it just goes through them very quickly and say, I give up. Don't give up. Learn them, understand them. Today it's not hard because you have all these picture books and they tell you all the pratim and pirtei pratim. But we've got to learn v'chein ta'asu l'dayrus. What do we take out from this? We have to make a kitoin for the Shechina. And this is telling us how to do it. Do we want Shechina? We want to have shaykhas with Shechina? Do we want to use our seichel to learn Torah, to haskel v'yodeo, you see? Are we trying to find the Shechina? Is our gashmias l'fonai tomit? Is our kavona in everything we do to relate to Shechina? What are we doing here in this world? This world is a prize on Olam Haba. We have Torah. Is our Torah Lishma? Is our Torah like the Nefesh HaChaim says Lishma is Amanos Lekayim in Shah Aleph? Told you that before. Who we learn all the lamdas. Is it Almanos Lekayim? It could be. Do we learn a halacha seder seriously? That's definitely Almanos Lekayim. Do we learn a Musa seder seriously? Haskel v'yodea, you see? If we do, then that's Mekadesh, our whole Torah for the whole day. We make Birchas HaTorah. Why are we learning? V'harev no Hashem l'keinus, divrei se'oscha b'finu v'yech kalamcha b'es Yisrael, v'niyye anachnu v'tzetzo'enu, v'tzetzo'i kol amcha b'es Yisrael, super lomdim, get good shiduchim, find a good shtela. I don't say that in my siddur anyway. What does it say? V'niyye kulonu v'chula yoydei shmecha. And then it's a machlokes. We do say but not all the Rishonim agree that. Oh, but Yoydei Shmecha is a bada from the Iker Kol HaIkrim of the Birchus HaTorah. HaTorah is Lodas is Hashem. Why do we need to learn how to be a Lamdan? We need to learn how to learn Torah properly, although you can't understand anything. Oh, but it has to be mechuvan sof kol sof to the lamaisa. And where is the big kitoin that we make? In tefillah. Tefillah is kulei binkoim korbanos. We don't have korbanos, but we have tefillah. The Chazon Ish writes in Michtob Beis in Kovitz Igrois. So you have to be shoymer. Called over a mafsid is halimdo amiti. Halimud va'atvila kshurim ze boze. Limud and tvila go hand in hand. Omol halimud oizela or hatvila. Va'atvila oizeris is halimud. Torah and tvila go together. The fee the medrash, we understand why. Lifresh v'meno eni yochoil. Make me a ketoin echad. Tefillah is a ketoin. The mokum where the Shechina comes. Al pi haloche. One of the reasons also lava lifnei ha-mispalel is the Shechina. So I'm in lefonov. It's not the same dark of Shechina that we had in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shechina is I'm in lefonov. When we daven, we have to be mechavin to the Shechina. That's Likuva. Machlokes, the whole bracha, the whole Shemini Esrei, about Kolponim, about the Lechatchila. Mishnah Berurah says that we have to be tried very, very hard to be Mekayim in the whole of Shemini Esrei. Omol alimud oizel or hatvila, ba atvila oizel is hanimud. Tvila bebechinas kva, marchiko es alimud. Balimud batzel tayim baneha tvila. Meridika chidush. Tvila b'moshim b'bechinas kva marchika es alimud. But if I stand calm and I daven because I have to daven because I'll get put down and I won't be on the list, which so I calm that just before Baruch Hu. The first one, the second one, I'm not sure when he actually checks off everybody. Just make sure that he sees me and then I'm out the door. That's the tefillah b'loshen kva. Because why? I woke up a bit late. Just today and yesterday and the day before and the day before. But because I have to learn. And I have time to daven. Dr. Chazon Ish, tefillah, is marchik the limud. Why? What's one thing got to do with the other? Lifresh bimena eini yochoil. If you don't have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can't have the Torah. If you have the Torah, you have to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'chein ta'asu le'doirois, bezis Hashem, v'mischazik, in these parashas, to learn how we make ourselves into the ketoin for the Shechina. And punk fakad, our tefillah will help our Torah, and our Torah will help our tefillah, and we'll be poiris knofayim lemalo lemalo.